Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Definitely not good when we're breaking here without Gunner, but I think the position player core and this offense, can pick up the slack. He's going to stay back in Florida. He took simulated at bats yesterday, hit very well. He's going to take more today. He's going to take more tomorrow. He's going to take more the next day. But he will start the season on the IL, which will be a minimum of 7 days missed. We're going to try to get him out there as soon as possible. It's a matter of getting him prepared for the season.
So, in this case, that was Mike Elias, by the way, announcing Gunnar Henderson going on the IL. But in this case, they have done something that we wanted them to do, which is don't rush Gunnar Henderson back. You can put him on the IL. There's off days during the first part of the season. Now he says he can be back in 7 days. He's taking at bats every day. So Gunnar Henderson is starting on the IL, which I think is a good thing. We think is a good thing.
I mean, again, I don't think there was any decision to be made here because they talked about getting him in two or three games.
Yeah,
as far as I can tell, he got into none.
He got into zero.
So it would have been absolute.
Yes.
Like jackassery to have thrust him into the major league roster.
But it wouldn't have completely shocked us if they did that.
With no Grapefruit League, it would have shocked. This would have been a very different show.
Yes.
Despite the Derek Queen shot, if they had done that, I'd be calling for people's jobs in a way I haven't before. That would have been gross negligence, the likes of which they haven't sniffed. They've sniffed a lot. That would be a whole nother level, even for them. Like, the dude has literally swung a bat like five times in a fake game.
So there's another part of this. They're now, Jorge Mateo has played in spring training games, but he's staying down in Florida. But it seems like they're trying to get him ready for the start of the season. If that's the case, I assume he plays shortstop. But if not, then who's the shortstop opening day, and how does this thing look?
Well, they're telling you it's Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Jackson Holliday. They started cranking that up against our better wishes about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. If you looked at today's lineup, which I think was pretty close approximation of what they're going to run out there on Thursday on the carpet in Toronto, Cal's are leading off. We'll get to that later in the week.
Had a good spring.
That's great. He strikes out 40% of the time, and he can't hit a changeup.
Yeah. Like, well, that was last year.
That's an interesting. Why don't you just put Cedric Mullins there? Was the 30-30 guy.
I would love that. Well, that was years ago, but I would love Cedric Mullins.
Who would you rather lead off?
I'd have Cedric Mullins, yes.
Yeah, but they're pushing Kowser because he's their guy, and they've been pushing Mullins out. This is not supposed to be politics. This is supposed to be a meritocracy, but whatever. I digress, Bob Annie.
Yeah. Shout out.
So rather than just do what we all want, which is just leave this kid Jackson Holliday alone at second base. Put Soto or whoever at short. It doesn't matter whether Mateo's back or not. Give Gunner all the time he needs. And I'm going to go out on another little limb here. Well, I shouldn't say this because they do this all the time. A guy plays three games at Norfolk and he hasn't played in forever and then he's here. Don't do that with him. Don't do that with him. Let it be 2 weeks. Let him get his legs under him, because we know when he gets up here, he will be going 9,000 miles an hour. So we'll see how much he actually plays and what that looks like, because I'll be watching on the MILB app when he gets to Norfolk and how long he's there. But I don't get, in the interim, why you don't do what's in the best interest of Jackson Holliday, which is leave him the hell alone, and you should have just kept him at second base despite this hiccup anyway. Why you don't do what's best for Jordan Westberg, who had his own truncated spring because of injury, and leave him at third, where he is clearly the most comfortable and where he does his best work, and just put one of the many 4A fringe utility shortstops guys, yeah, you have, who can catch the ball and throw the ball at a major league level from shortstop. Why that is hard for them, I ask you two. Is this in the best interest of Jackson Holliday? Is this in the best interest of Jordan Westberg? Is this in the best interest of the Orioles' current, right now, best infield defense? Or is it in the best interest of a GM who's trying to prop himself up by saying this kid is a shortstop? We drafted him as a shortstop. And who's interest? Like, tell me who this makes sense for and why.
I know.
I'll sit back and listen.
I know it's a domino effect with moving Jackson to second and Westberg. I'm most concerned about Jackson, and I went through all of the lineup cards for the past couple of weeks. He hasn't started. Now, we know spring training's funky, and it happened yesterday where Jackson started at shortstop and then worked in at second, him and Mateo flipped. But he has not started at second base in a spring training game since March 9th. March 9th? You're talking a couple of weeks now where... Even Brandon Hyde, when he was asked about it, when Gunnar initially went down, and he even admitted, yeah, there's a little bit of a concern level for me putting more on Jackson Holliday's plate when this is still a newish position for him at second base, when he was doing all of the work possible this offseason to get more acclimated, and then to throw him back to the other side. That bugs me the most out of all, both.
Do you
of
think
them.
It's in his best interest?
No.
I want to take.
So
the
whose
third,
best interest is
I
it?
Wanna,
in?
I want to take the third question, and it should be about what's in the best interest of the team. And what's in the best interest of the team is letting Jordan Westbrook play third base, letting Jackson Holliday play second base, and temporarily having somebody who can field, yes, and catch the ball at shortstop. What you're doing now, if you choose to do this, is you're putting Jordan Westbrook at his weaker position second, because you want Ramon at third, which. And you're putting Jackson Holliday at short, which is his weaker position. So you're
couldn't play short in AAA.
So you're bastardizing the entire infield is what you're doing, instead of just.
So why
putting,
would you do that?
I have no idea.
Well, take a guess. Give me a theory. Who's behind it? Do you think Hyder's behind it? Because you pointed it out, and I was going to if you didn't. Hyder's already on record saying we shouldn't keep moving these kids around, and Westy should probably be at third. And I think we know this kid's a second baseman, not a shortstop. So it's not him.
It's them.
It's not Freddy Gonzalez. They kicked him out.
It's them telling you, despite the fact we don't think he's a shortstop, they think he's a shortstop. Yeah.
But do they really? Because they didn't play him at shortstop last year, and he could barely play second base.
They didn't play him at shortstop because the other guy's better.
But I mean, the other guy—they could have given the other guy a day off if they thought this kid could play shortstop. Gunnar DHs and Jackson plays shortstop.
Could have, but
because we think it's really in his toolkit.
We thought he could have had a day off.
So, do you think that maybe they're doing this because they want to just prove themselves right that they drafted him as a shortstop and they sold him as a shortstop? So we got a chance to cram him down your throat as a shortstop.
For a
week, do it.
But like, as soon as Gunnar comes back, he's done playing shortstop. But
you said a week. I don't know that it's going to be a week.
Hypothetically,
I think it might be 3 games because I don't think you're going to need on that carpet. I don't think you need a whole lot of time to move from this. But in the interim, you've messed with the kid's head again.
I agree. Yeah. That part I don't like.
So
I'll ask again. Westberg either.
Who's it serving?
It ain't serving me. That's for damn sure.
Yeah,
I don't like.
It seems like a bunch of geniuses serving themselves.
Coming up next, we get back to the Terps, and we will get back to this a little bit later. But coming up next, so the Terps are in the Sweet 16. Kevin Willard's definitely getting extended, right? He's not going anywhere, right?
Mm.
We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.